Those words in red, when God speaks, He says, I want you to understand when I speak, thus it shall be done. If God says it, it's done. It's in the future and it's done. Count on it. God said, I want you to understand friendship. Friendship that I give to you is a friendship that no power that exists can ever take away from you. When you have been called a friend of God, you shall remain a friend of God. Because we become a part of the family of God. Yeah, but that would... Christian over there don't talk like I talk. That's good. Well, that one over there doesn't see exactly like I see. That's good. Because it'd be the blind leading the blind. Don't we understand that friendship has nothing to do with whether or not you and I act like we ought to act? Have you ever had somebody tell you that growing up? You just need to act like you ought to. I like the ought to, but what ought I to do then? If you're going to tell me to act like I ought to, how ought to I act? You act then as you're told, the way I tell you. And then all of a sudden, one day, you pick up the holy word of God, and God's word says just the opposite of what you've been told. God said, no, Larry, I want you to act like you. And then He names us. I've given you this personality. You can't act like somebody else and do what I've called you to do. I want you to act like you, but I want you to listen to me because I'm the best friend you will ever have. I will never give you advice that'll lead you wrong. I will never, ever leave you or forsake you. If I send you into the combat of life, I'll be there before you're there. And not only this, now I want you to picture the power of God. I'll be there, Larry. But Lord, you're here with me. Yeah, I'm everywhere. All at the same time. Omnipresent. I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere in my creation. God said, I created it. It's my creation. And I've chosen you as my friends, my family, to enjoy my creation. But then His word tells us this. It's your choice. It is your choice. I'll not make you serve me. I'll not make you believe me. I'll offer to you my friendship. I will give you my son and show you what my son will do on that cross for you. I want you to see what real friendship is all about. I will withhold my hand, says God, and I will allow my own son who's known no sin to die the death of a criminal. Your death. Your sin. Because I want you to know I'm your friend. But here's your choice, He says. Have you ever just walked up, let's say you had a friend, whoever it was, and then you walk into a mess of a bunch of longtime friends of yours, and they look up and they see you standing there and say, oh, by the way, who's your friend? Who's your friend? Normally they'll do it with a smile on their face. You know, if it's a man or a woman, boy or girl. And they say, oh, who's your friend? With that grin. Have we ever been asked because of our actions, who's your friend? Who's the friend that gave you that love? Why do I see in you a smile on your face when death is trying to beat down the door, who's your friend? Who put that smile there? I tell you, folks, when Jesus put the smile on your face, all hell cannot erase it. That's Nero. Ask all the people who hated Christians, cut off their heads, and wonder why they were smiling. Ask all the evil of the world as they would look, but I've done everything to the man. Well, his name is Jesus. We beat him. We butchered him. We killed his friends. We put him on a cross. But Jesus looked at you. He looked at me. Larry, you all, I'm going to be back, you know. Don't you worry. Disciples, oh, Peter, you are really half shot. But you're no worse than all the rest of them. I'll be back, Peter. I'm your friend. A friend forgives. God is my friend. You and I don't understand each other here. Have you noticed that? Or again, I just don't understand you. You heard that one too, haven't you? That's you talking to yourself in the mirror I keep talking about. And God says, here's what I know about you. Now listen to me. God said, I'm such a friend of yours, I want you to know. I know that as you look in your life, you're looking through a life and saying, you know, I don't look like I'm very friendly. I mean, I don't feel this and I don't feel that. Why does God love me? Because I'm so angry with myself over the sin in my life. Why would God want to be my friend? You and I can only look at ourselves from the human standpoint. We can't think outside this human brain. God sees us already complete. He sees us already with Him. Justified, glorified, ready to walk and present such great love and friendship. Who's your friend? Is it the world? As he says, it's your choice. Choose wisely. Have we chosen the world? Well, let me tell you what it means when you choose the world. And you know what I'm talking about the world. All the evil that goes on. All of the excitement of wealth and if it feels good, do it stuff. Listen to this. James, a half-brother to Jesus, says in James 4:4, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Well, that's pretty strong, huh? Well, I want to choose the world. Then you hate God. But it's your choice. You can choose the peace that Christ gives us through His love. Or you can choose the excitement of the world, which is hatred towards the one who truly loves you. And God says, choose wisely. Or do we choose God? It's our choice. Oh, for those who are not Christian and yet you know that Christ is dealing with you and you know that you're going to accept Christ as Lord and Savior, let me give you a little piece of news. The world will hate you. The closer you walk with Jesus, the more enemies you will gain in the world. The more you talk about the name of Jesus Christ, the more they will declare that you have completely lost it. I am so happy to report to you all, I have totally lost it. I do not believe the world. Why would I not believe what the world says? Have you not lived in it? How many times did the world offer you something? How many times did you yourself decide that you knew what was best? It still hasn't worked out, has it? That's because God looks at you and He looks at me as already being with Him. He sees us perfected. We pray that God sees us perfected. But God sees us perfected. So therefore, in order for me to accept the friendship that God offers, I have to believe God. I have to believe God. God said, when you believe me, well, listen to James 2:23. And the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. The friend of God. Well, for those of you who haven't studied Abraham, let me give you just a little bit more of history on him. He was an idolater, raised in idolatry. His whole community were idolaters. And he believes God and is called the friend of God. There's a lot of power in belief, isn't there? Because when you believe someone, you are also believing in that person or personality. And when you believe in someone, if it's the world, you'll be let down. But when it is God, you'll never be let down. I will hurt, I will be in pain over any kind of disease and all of this, but I still belong to Jesus. You know, I believe God. And the scripture says that makes me a friend to God. Because I believe. Next, how do I find that peace? How do I know who my friend is? I believe in His Son, Jesus. It's all in the believing. Yeah, but you got to jump through a few hoops. Oh, am I so thankful I don't have to jump through hoops. I do good to walk, much less jump. Know what I mean? It's not jumping through hoops. It's believing and trusting the dearest friend we shall ever have. Again, John 3:16. Always the power in the Word of John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Big difference between living forever, existing, than having everlasting life. Many who will be raised at a point that God chooses. All Christians be raised with a glorified body to be with the Lord. Same body He has. Same type of body He has. God says, I love you just like I love my Son Jesus. Now, what kind of friend is that? You got me? Did not David and Jonathan teach us that? Listen, look how God gives us the stories through the Scripture that relates to His relationship with us. I just love you. You believe me? And Jesus looked at them and said, you say that you know my Father, but you don't. If you really knew my Father, you would know that He sent me. And what I tell you is true. Therefore, I know you don't know my Father. John 15:12. Jesus says that if I believe Him, I will follow His command. You got this? Now listen, folks. The Ten Commandments, great, wonderful words of God direct to the Hebrew nation, and man never could keep them. So Jesus comes along and what does He say? I'm going to give you a command. Now listen, My command is this. Love each other as I have loved you. And then he says in John 15:14, you are my friends if you do what I command. So, love is the key word to Jesus' commands. It has never changed. It has always been love. For God loved us from the beginning. And if He loved us from the beginning, He will love us through the ending of this existence. I got news for you, folks. We were created, the human race, never to die. Here's the kicker. Those who make God their friend by believing Him through His Son Jesus will live eternally with a glorified body with Him. Yet the Scripture says, and that the dead in Christ, they shall rise back in the human body. And one of the greatest fears that I see that all of us should have ever had, being locked inside a body that will not die, with all the pain of the human existence, all the memories of all the opportunities that God had given us for us to become His friend. All of that they will remember forever and ever and ever. Right now, you and I, we step over the line and we have a God that loves us and gives us hope and puts us back on the road. You got that? Do you know that the judgment for the lost includes the absence of hope and love? Jesus will back away. That's all you and I have is hope and love, right? I got a friend. That friend promised me that He'll never leave me nor forsake me. And He said, always, I'll see you at supper, Larry. I'll see you at the table. I get excited about that. You won't have to take a pill before you eat or one after. At that heavenly meal that we keep thinking we're one day going to have, the Lord looks at us and says, count it. It's already yours. You've been invited. Won't you come? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, by no means will I ever understand one message You ever give me as to how it should be delivered, or Father, to whom those messages are sent. But I praise Your name, Heavenly Father, knowing that through Your promise, You are the greatest friend we'll ever have. A friend that will always be with us. Thank You, Father. And now I pray that each of us will become a better friend to You. That through our humanistic roughness, gruffness, and walk, we will always continue to walk to be a better friend. Thank You, Father, for we trust in Your name and Your friendship through Your hope given to us through Your Son, Jesus. We ask Your blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen.